welcome to Podcast Versus Player, episode 275. I'm one of your hosts, Cal, and as always, I'm joined by a man who says I'm condescending. That means I talk down to others. Sonny Bloody Dan.
Greetings.
We are early, Dan.
Immortals. What do you mean?
We're early. It's Monday. It's not Wednesday.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yeah. I think we did it last week on Monday as well, though, because of...
Fallout, indeed. And speaking of Fallout, by the time this episode goes up, we've got a brand new Fallout-themed design on the store. The fan-favourite Vault Boy with the old thumbs up, but in the style of the ghoul, a.k.a. Walton Goggins, from the Amazon TV show of the same name.
Indeed.
This week's episode is brought to you by Nixie and their Hyperion Pro Joy-Cons for Nintendo Switch. The Hyperion Pro is the best Joy-Con replacement we've tested to date. They look fantastic, they feel better than stock Joy-Cons, and the Hall effect sticks ensure longevity of them will outlast Nintendo's offering, as well as other third-party brands that still suffer with the dreaded drift issues. The super comfortable and ergonomic grip allow for easy long-time gaming, the programmable RGB lights mean you can customize the controller to your particular taste, and the gamer's reflex macro buttons are available to give you an edge. Plus, the GameCube-inspired purple option and the green Legend of Zelda-inspired variant really make the controller stand out. All this, and using promo code PVP, you can get 10% off. Head over to nixiegame.com or use the link in the description. I think we all know why we're here.
Yes, there's a reason why we do these things out of order, and it's not just because we're lazy or useless or ill or have other plans or... whatever other bullshit we come up with. It's because there's something that we need to talk about sooner rather than later, Callum. And what is that?
That thing is Deadpool and Wolverine. Official trailer. So we had a teaser trailer a handful of months ago, which, indeed, as far as teasers go, was a pretty decent trailer all on its own.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But this is miles better.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say it, but I've got to say it because it's a podcast. This has put a lot of faith back into the MCU for me. And I really don't want to say that.
I don't know. I mean, I think that with the franchise, like with the series that are kind of like ongoing, so your Guardians, odds are that's probably going to be a good one. Anything that's sort of like in a run of its own is kind of still reasonably on form. Yeah. It's the newer ones where it's just sort of like, oh, not great. But this one, I think because it's kind of like, it's connecting the Fox X-Men thing, and it's connecting the current MCU canon. You have to spend time on it. You have to make it good. You can't half-ass it. You can't Madame Web it, where you just go, just spiders and like Destiny or whatever, and that's how you connect it all. Bullshit. Like, there's a lot of different sort of threads that they're kind of pulling at here to kind of connect it together. Because like, we've obviously had, in the Marvels, we had Photon kind of like breaching universes and ending up not necessarily in the Fox X-Men universe, and maybe not even the Deadpool universe with those particular X-Men's, but she's, you know, hopped over a universe. There's clearly some sort of magic that's going on, because we see a sorcerer transport
the Whirly Circle
as it's professionally known. But then Deadpool's also got his like time sliding device, and I imagine that if you can do it through time dimensions, fuck it, why not? And then we've got the TVA in there as well. It's just sort of like, okay, well, it's like you're just trying to find as many reasons as you can to kind of like go, yeah, now they can just cross over because of they went through the wrong door in the TVA. There was a magic thing. There was something else going on to sort of bring it all together. But I've got a question for you. So he mentions that, you know, oh, you're an X-Men, you're the X-Men, you're a hero of this world. So it would be reasonable to assume that that is not the Logan from Logan.
They had said a long time ago. So do you remember the reveal where Ryan Reynolds is sat on the sofa, and then Hugh Jackman's walking up the stairs eating an apple, and he's just what do you want to do? Wolverine film. He's like, yeah, whatever, and walks upstairs. After that, when they were asked stuff, they categorically stated Logan will not be touched. So I've always gone on the assumption of, and this trailer proves that really. This isn't the Logan from that.
That would be my assumption. And if that Logan is supposed to be the Logan from the previous X-Men movies, then this would be a Wolverine from an entirely different X-Meniverse. Potentially, like, you know, wherever Professor Xavier, like with his yellow chair, wherever that universe is. Maybe it's from, you know, everything went tits up there. But that's the thing. Like, you've got Wade saying, like, you know, oh, you saved the universe, or you saved your world, or whatever. And then you've got the TVA saying, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
Like, this is the worst one. And then you've got them shouting at each other in the Fox desert, saying, like,
I still love
you
that.
Let your world burn or whatever. So it's like, is he a good one? Is he the worst one? Like, who is he?
Maybe there's multiple.
I think if we've seen them all in the same suit, the suit looks fucking banging.
That suit looks amazing. Both in the only thing I'm disappointed in, because we already know that based on the suit, he has to have a cowl. There's no way he'd do it again and not wear it.
No, I think he'll either put it on for the final battle, or he'll start with it and then it gets destroyed. Mm. Something like that.
I'd like it if it was like on his, like, a hood, like he has in a lot of the variations of the suit. So it explains, like, he's took it off and now he's put it back on again. Well, where was it?
You
haven't got any pockets.
So yeah, that's true.
I'd quite like that. But, I mean, there was loads of things in this trailer that I haven't done a pause and go through scene by scene, but based on just...
Not scene by scene. I did do a few pauses on a few things, because there was a sort of a couple of bits where I was just sort of like, there's got to be something going on here. Main one being Ant-Man's, Giant Man's
big old
helmet
head.
That's a base for... Right, do you know who that is? Because I don't recognise that person.
The bald lady.
Yeah.
That's Cassandra Nova. So that's...
Right, so...
Long story short, that's Charles Xavier's twin. Longer story. So in the womb, while they were still, before they were born, she...
During the womb,
she tried to strangle Charles with an umbilical cord inside the womb. And it's the first... As far as I'm aware, this is the first time it's happened prepubescently, but Charles uses a psychic blast in the womb, and it's the first time he uses his powers. And she's actually born... stillborn, however, shouldn't die, and she actually takes bits of DNA and makes herself what she is now. But she's got additional powers to Charles, so she...
But how can he, like, you're supposed to not be able to access your X gene until you hit puberty?
That's what I'm saying. As far as I'm aware, Charles is the first example of that not being the case. But she's also she's telekinetic, super speed, regenerative healing. She's got lots of very high-powered powers. And I'll be honest, a pretty good fucking villain.
I mean, when she's just sort of like slamming him around, I thought it was just sort of like, oh, is this another Magneto kind of, you know? So if Deadpool's got, you know, Wolverine's blood, you know, that caused it, is she the same but for Magneto? So, like, he's still going to fight a version of that. But if she's just like a super psychic, then that's fine. But then if you know who that is, then that means that presumably she's not magic.
No, she won't be magic. But with the portals, though, that opens it up, like, in terms of people we know, it could be Strange, could be Wong, could be Ned.
Yes, but then the question would be, why? Why would a sorcerer from the MCU, presumably, rather than it just being a random Strange, like one of the many, many, many Stranges, unless it's the Strange from that particular universe, who knows? But clearly they're like bailing out of the weird Ant-Man skull and then get zipped off.
We don't, in all of the MCU stuff at least, when the portal opens, you see where it's going.
That was just a big smoky.
I assume they've edited it out.
They'll add something.
So we don't know where it is. Could be a big spoiler. I don't know.
Unless they're fighting a sorcerer and they're like just being, they're jumping out the window and then they get teleported, like, and slam into the floor.
Yeah, could be. I mean, Deadpool might even have it. He might just have the thing. I'm also magic
now. You
can't
have a time machine and a magic thing as well. You can't have all the things, Deadpool. That's not okay.
There was a really cool shot when they're walking out and in like the high street-y thing, and you've got Liefeld's
feet.
Feet. I was like, that's such a good fucking shot.
Nice. Very fun.
Very fucking well done. Well, there's loads of like, it does seem the comedy from the first two Disney haven't shied away from it. I mean, like when they're talking to Blind Al and they're on about doing the jokes, he's like, no, it's like Feige said we could do anything except for
can't do drugs.
It's very funny. Tell you what I really like, and it was only like a second, maybe 2 seconds, is just the position Hugh Jackman's in. So it's the scene, looks like they're about to do a fight, and the camera's kind of like facing up from the claws as they're coming out. But it's like, normally
he's
just stood up and then his claws come out, but it's a proper Wolverine stance, and it looks so good in that suit. Looks amazing.
It'd be nice because like you'll see, like this has got Disney and Fox money behind it. It's clearly got a lot of love and attention behind it, and with him, you know, sort of like playing Logan last as like an old man, he's sort of a bit rickety, yeah. He's a bit broken, he's a bit shit. Like him fighting X-25 or whatever it is, like the clone.
It's 24 in it. In well, no, Logan.
She's 24.
She's 23.
She? Laura. Oh, is she? Okay, then yeah, you're right. It's 24. Then if that's the case, yeah. Like that was sort of like, oh my god, it's him in his prime. That's cool. Like, whereas now I'm just sort of like, no, I think this is probably going to be him in his prime.
Yeah.
Like, this is him going to be just tearing through falls like they're nothing.
In Logan, he's over the hill rather than in his prime. And
then do you think the one that he meets at the bar at the start is a different one from the one in the suit?
Maybe.
Like, so he goes to see one of them, and one of them sort of like Loganized, so he's sort of like a bit old and shit, and he can't really fight anymore. And he's like, no, this one's useless. I'll go and find another one.
I mean,
and then the TVA is sort of like, well, we've got one, but he's the rogue. He's the odd one out. It's the one you don't want to work with. And he's like, cool, that's the one I want.
Well, what if the one in the bar is the one whose universe went to shit?
But then why would he be in a bar?
Drinking away his sorrows.
It looks like he's just like in a standard X-Men bar where they're just sort of like, oh god, I'm mutant, fuck off, mate.
I mean,
that doesn't scream like the, you know, after they saved the president and they saved everything, and then, you know, and everyone's sort of like, yeah, mutants, mate, mutants are actually pretty cool, actually. This is just sort of like, oh, fuck off.
How do you feel about if, so we're going about this the wrong way, and Wade's like, and the TVA, like, you're like, because of this Wolverine, like, the whole world was destroyed and everything else. But what they actually mean by that is, because Hugh Jackman said he's not going to play it anymore, the franchise just went to shit.
I'd love that. It was just like, here's like a bunch of other Wolverines that were like stand-ins.
Yeah, they just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
We tried to make Jennifer Lawrence the face of the thing, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, we got Nick Holt. But I tell you what, who I did see, when the Ant-Man mask is opening, Azazel.
Yes.
Azazel.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there. So do you reckon they got, what's his face? Fleming, Jason Fleming, I think it is. Do you reckon they got him back from First Class?
I couldn't see it well enough to make out who the actor was. You could definitely tell it was him. Like, it looked like Lady Deathstrike was there as well. But, I mean, it seems silly not to. If you're going to go back, I mean, they've got fucking Pyro back as...
But that, yeah, which is fine, but he was just knocked out. But Deathstrike, she was filled full of kryptonite.
It was a really bad crossover.
Yeah, she was filled full of...
Adamantium.
Adamantium, and left in a tank, presumably dead. Azazel was definitely killed because you see his autopsy reports in... the Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse. So he was confirmed as being dead. Unless, again, you go, no, it's fake. So I just like the idea that this is just sort of like the only survivors are just sort of like the B-list villains, because they're just sort of like, we didn't really know what to do with you. We haven't tried to reboot you. so you're just sort of left behind.
Yeah, we've still got your contracts.
Yeah, exactly. So like they just go, oh, you know, you're a kind of like a cool one-off villain, but you're like a Dooku. You're a one and done.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's pretty much it. But then you've got like sort of the Mad Max, someone like horse riding motorcycles like on the back of a thing like through the desert. And I'm pretty sure that from the first trailer we were just sort of like, oh my god, is that Doctor Doom?
Yeah.
Because it's like someone like on a big like thing like with a big cloak and a big mask. And I think it's that same person again.
Probably, yeah.
As to whether it's Doom, I can't see Doom doing something like that.
I mean, we did touch on it on the whatever the podcast episode was when we talked about the teaser trailer. But the odds of them introducing a potential up-and-coming villain in this film, they might. I don't think that's... Like, I don't think that is Doom, but if they did introduce him, it wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility. But is that going to take away from the rest of the film? Like, once you know that Doom's the next big up-and-coming thing, it's... Meh.
Yeah, because, like, if it's... it would be an after-the-credits thing anyway, but
yeah,
it'd be like,
yeah.
It would be like there's a portal that's left open, and he just wanders on through. Or there's... He does a tech thing, like he goes, oh, there's different universes, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure I can figure something out to do with that so I don't have to live in this goddamn desert anymore.
Well, it's more thingy that, I mean, the fact that, like, the Cassandra Nova's the villain in this, she should be the big bad for the rest of the films. She's strong enough.
I mean, if from what you said, yeah. I mean, if that's why they have to sort of, like, go, fucking hell, we can't deal with this woman.
Have you ever...
Like, so they've got a...
No, go on.
So, like, if... Both of them, they're reliant on weaponry, so like melee weapons. He's got guns or whatever. But if she just lifts him up in the air, he's useless.
Well, she's also got like, regenerative powers, though.
Well, that doesn't help. So you want three people who can't die all fighting each other. Brilliant. But like that, if that's sort of like a, oh my god, we can't take this woman on, like she's way too fucking strong. Or like maybe that's it. She was sort of like, she's assembled like the leftover villains that haven't been all definitively killed off or whatever, and she's like, well, I'll show you how to be a proper bad guy.
Yeah.
And then like when they go up against her, they're just like, fuck, this is way too hard, like we can't do anything, we've got to go and get backup, or you know, we need to just get out the fuck out of this universe.
Yeah.
And like try and save my universe. So it would be interesting if they were just sort of like, here's like an actual real threat. And she can't just be dispatched.
Yeah.
In the same film that she's introduced in, like a Thanos kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fight them, you get obliterated by them, and then they come back or whatever. So, I'd like to think that they don't just write in a villain that's just another one to be killed, especially if she's as powerful as you say that she is. But I've never heard of the person before. Well, but there's.
Have you heard of the storyline E for Extinction?
No. I don't think I've read any X-Men comics.
Oh, I won't go too much into it because I think 97 is taking a lot of cues from that and some other stories. So I won't say nothing else because you've started watching X-Men 97. But
I watched like 10 minutes of it, yeah.
Well, you started it, which is more than you had two weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true, yep.
But I think... that series is taking like two or three different stories and taking bits. So I won't say anything else on that. But there is also the potential that this universe's Cassandra Nova isn't that strong.
Oh, so she's just
She could be another variant or like similar to how Wolverine is and stuff. Which leads me to the question. It's kind of answered in this film because we see another version of Deadpool. But do you think there'll be variants in there? Obviously, we see Dogpool in there.
Mm.
But that's the only other one. But do you think we're going to get stuff like this? We might get Headpool. We might get Lady Deadpool.
I think a Lady Deadpool would be... Because like if when he goes to the bar and there's Deadpool and he comes up and he's like, oh, hello. And he's like, oh, fuck off, Lady.
Yeah.
Like, does that mean that it's Lady Deadpool from his universe?
Maybe.
So he's like, he's used to the costume and he just didn't realise that it was Wade
That's a very good point, yeah.
Like, so, because if he comes up and goes, oh, hello, why would you go, oh, fuck off, lady? Like, that's a weird thing for him to say.
Yeah, because...
Like, but if he just recognises the suit and he's like, oh, God, not you again.
Well, that's the thing, other than, obviously, the frame, the only other difference is she's got the ponytail.
Exactly.
Which he wouldn't see from the front anyway.
No, no.
So
no,
that's a really good shout, that is. Who do you think it would be?
What, that they get to
play? Like as the like that actress, like. I think we get Blake Lively, husband and wife.
That would be kind of great. I think she'd genuinely do a cracking little job of it as well.
Because it only just has like, to be like a cameo. Yeah. Like a Mr. Fantastic moment. What if it's John Krasinski?
Yeah. No, then you get Emily Blunt if that's the case.
I think she'd make a good one as well, to be fair.
She would. I'd much rather... I know she won't be, but I'd much rather her as Sue Storm.
100%. But...
I think she'd kill it. But I reckon like you can't do a Doom thing without a Fantastic Four thing, and if you do a Doom thing without a Fantastic Four...
You gotta bring it.
I'd want to see them all. Exactly. Yeah, I'd want to see them all in it, knocking about.
Yeah. I'm happy to throw like allusion to the character in this film. I just don't want it to be. We're gonna have enough going on, and from everything I've seen, looks really, really good. And it's worst case scenario. It's another Batman v Superman where we go, well, the film was shit, but the trailer was real good, and we got the warehouse scene.
Yeah. Well, there's that fight that they were having where he's like fighting with swords. Like,
yeah.
The problem I've got with that though is that he's like blocking strikes from his claws with his swords.
Yeah.
They should be going straight through that.
Unless the TVA's got him some adamantium katanas or something, or vibranium or something.
Because like it looked like someone was helping him kit up, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, have they gone, right, you need to take this guy out, and he's a fucking maniac, and he can cut through anything. Yeah, so here's some new guns, and they've got adamantium bullets in them, so like you can actually do some damage to this guy, like to bring him in. But then like clearly when he's in the TVA, he's just unconscious on the floor.
Yeah.
So do you reckon they've just got like a unconscious pad that they can just click at you in the TVA and he just knocks you out?
I mean, to be fair, like Wolverine can be knocked out and stuff like that. So
not by Deadpool though.
I imagine
like you would have to throw him through a planet. Or
oh no.
Like that, or knock him off a building or smash him with a wrecking ball at like Hulk level, bonk on the head.
I don't mean like a physical thing, but I mean like if he does enough damage to him, his body will shut down while it heals. So,
yeah.
Like, if, I mean, that bit when they lay on the floor and Deadpool's just shooting him through the back.
Oh, that's such a good shot.
If he just, like, wrapped his legs.
He just got him like that and just goes, no, bang, 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 bang.
And just
like,
literally just keeps doing it until he goes unconscious. Like, be a long as fuck scene. But, like...
Yeah, I don't think he's got a bullet for that, mate.
But again, he's got new guns. He's got golden guns.
Golden Desert Eagles. It's like he's bought a Call of Duty skin.
I mean, it might be what it is. They go, here's your new stuff, and then they just give him a loot box.
And he's got to swipe his card to unlock it.
But it could be, like you say, like you pointed out, with the someone at the TVA, at least it looks like the TVA, is suiting him up and getting him ready. It would be silly not to assume they give him vibranium or adamantium katanas. And
yeah,
it would also be silly to. They must be relatively easy to get hold of for the TVA.
They probably just open up like a, you know, a fighting X-Men drawer.
Yeah,
and it's just like it's just a whole bunch of different things. Yeah.
It honestly looks really, really good, and we ain't got that long to wait either, which is
Blimey.
Which is real good. But. Do you think any of the mutants or characters are going to make an appearance that we don't know about? Like, if you hazard a guess, like, do you think we'll get a Cyclops or a Gambit or a Jean Grey? Or
I think it... I don't know, but that would purely be for the Wolverine side of things. So if they were to introduce a new caveat of X-Men,
yeah,
X-Peoples, I'd like to think that you'd get James Masters, you'd get Halle Berry,
Famke Jensen.
You kind of get the classics in, and then X-Force them.
Yeah.
Just kill them all off and just go, right, they're definitely all dead now. They're definitely dead. They're never going to come back and do these roles again. And we'll find you a new X-Men.
Well, that
like a new Cyclops.
That's the interesting thing, though, because obviously Pyro is Hugh Jackman's X-Men cast, whereas somebody like Azazel is from the First Class line of,
but that would characters. be my point about like this just being like this desolate leftover remnants, yeah, of the whole Fox nonsense timeline. Well, this is just sort of all the bits that have been scraped up from all of them,
yeah,
that kind of get together. I think if you'd probably get your Colossus back again.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to. Yeah.
Yeah. I think with them already making a Beast model for the Marvels, I think that there's possibility of that. Otherwise, what would be the fucking point?
Yeah.
I'd like to think that you would get Patrick Stewart back for one last. It's just like, well, if Hugh Jackman's coming back, I'll come back and I'll do a flashback thing, or I'll come back in the chair and roll in and just, you know, kill this sister again or whatever. Or like just do a fetus with Patrick Stewart's face on it. That'd be great. maybe you could convince McAvoy to come back and just again just sort of like have them, like, because that was what teased in Days of Future Past. It was like, I reckon they'd all be up that for like, you know, yeah, do you want to come in for like 2 weeks and just sort of, we'll stick the suit on you and Fassbender, and, you know, you can all get together and, you know, have one big cool team up down the street, and then everybody gets fucking killed apart from these two. So then you can say, right, they're the only ones that are going to cross over, and then that'll be it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'd like a proper Psylocke. I've always been a fan of Psylocke, so I'd like a proper Psylocke.
Do you think they bring back both Yukios? So the one from the Wolverine and the one from Deadpool.
Was that Yukio?
Yeah.
In
the Wolverine, yeah.
The Wolverine. Yeah. Are you sure?
100%.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah, fuck it. Why not then? Yeah, absolutely. You bring her back, yeah. But you put her in the Silver Samurai suit.
Yeah. It's proper mix it up.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time. I don't want it. I just want to go out on record and say that I don't want it. But this is the ideal and probably only chance you'll get, where you'll get like your Channing Tatum Gambit. And
so do you reckon they just go, right, every casting thing, every fan favourite, whatever,
maybe,
we'll just,
yeah,
smash them all in, and then the MCU can reboot the X-Men to whatever they want it to be.
It's like you say, like you X-Force it, so all the people that you're going to see, they're going to die, so you know that, you, yeah, know it's going to happen. And I say I don't want Channing Tatum as Gambit. I think he's an awful fucking choice. I
agree.
I don't dislike Channing Tatum, he's an alright actor, but he's not a Gambit, not even close. But some people seem to really want it, including him,
very much so.
And this is the only and I know Kevin Feige puts a lot of stock on what I think, but this is the only time I will allow it. Otherwise, well, they can fuck themselves.
Like, because they killed off Jennifer Lawrence, but you know they've still got all of these. I just say, get them all in and have them all killed off in ridiculous ways. Like, what you should do is you get all of them in, and then you get an actual proper Sentinel.
Ooh.
And they, because they go, what the fuck, like, because yeah, none of them are strong enough to deal with something like that, and it like a 150 foot tall, yeah, giant,
like proper master bolt,
like slam hand dead, everybody's dead, like proper, like just one of those, and it just obliterates all of them.
To me, my X-Men
like a big Monty Python just I would
really
absolutely
funny.
Love that. And they go, oh my god, they finally did a Sentinel and it's powerful, and they go, we can't deal with this, we've got to fucking bail. Love it.
That'd be really funny. I was actually, funny enough, I was saying to Zoe yesterday, like, I like Deadpool 2. It's a good film, but it hasn't got the magic the first one's got. But I still love the fact that X-Force was teased and everything else for all of the promotion and everything. We've got Terry Crews. We even got fucking Brad Pitt's going to be in the film somewhere. And then they killed them all immediately. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was such a genius move. It really fucking was.
But maybe that's the thing, that maybe that would be sort of like, oh, so you're just doing the same thing that you did in the second one, yeah?
I suppose. But at least, but this, though, has got
maybe not,
story
okay, well, maybe
reasons.
Maybe not in sort of like in a ridiculous, you know, they just tripped down the stairs and broke their neck. Like, or, you know, Storm electrocutes herself.
Yeah. Do you know what happens to a mutant when she's struck by lightning? Well, now we know.
Yeah, but like, you know, give them all sort of like one big great battle, like against the TVA or whatever.
Yeah.
Just kill them all off in one big spectacular fashion. I'd be okay with it. But I think, if anything, you're only going to get, maybe you'll get Patrick Stewart to come back as an absolute mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you got him, then I'd want to see McKellen as well. But yeah, there's no one. I'm just sort of, I'm sick of X-Men.
I'm not
like live action X-Men, like the what we've had so far.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
want to just keep
yeah.
them to just start it all again. If that's what you're doing, fine. You know, and then these two being introduced into the universe, we've already got Miss Marvel,
yeah,
who's a mutant. We've already had somebody else is a mutant, isn't
Namor.
It? Namor. I think apparently there was someone in Black Widow that was a mutant as well.
I mean, yeah. Oh my god, I forgot his name, but it's the guy.
Red Guardian.
Yeah,
has an armor
arm wrestles with. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he's a mutant as well.
Yeah.
So like, there's some thing, but like, you know, there's no cool mutants. There's no history of mutants.
I mean,
there's no.
Depends how you look at it. Like, dependent on the how you look at it, but obviously Professor X is a mutant. He's in Multiverse of Madness.
Yep.
And I mean, they'd already retconned Scarlet Witch. I still stand by Scarlet Witch as a mutant, but whatever.
Well, I think it's because when they wrote her in, they didn't know this was coming. They didn't know, we won't explain who she is until we finally get the rights back, and then we'll go, ah, she was a mutant the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, they changed. It's Disney that changed it, like, obviously because they didn't own Fox then, and they wanted to bring these characters in, so it got changed in the comics, so Magneto wasn't their kids or anything. Just stupid fucking thing to do, but whatever.
Now you could just say, well, Elizabeth Olsen, you know,
she's back.
She's squished under a big mountain, but there's a different one, and this is the X-Men version, and like, you know, you get what's his face, Evan Peters, to come back again, and you go, it's me, actual Quicksilver again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I don't think you get Aaron Taylor-Johnson back to do Quicksilver.
Not with his Kraven days going on.
Yeah, guy's too big. Do I actually really want to see Juggernaut from Deadpool and Vinnie Jones?
That'd be a fucking great get.
It's like, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch, and then he just gets picked up.
And then he just gets slammed around, yeah, like he's nothing. That'd be amazing.
That'd be so good.
Yeah, I'd say if you wanted to have, like, there's one or two ways that I'd want it to go. Either don't do any of that, and it's just Ryan Reynolds, and it's just Hugh Jackman, and they just have a grand old time just slaughtering a bunch of people, or you have it as one big final send off for all the Fox X stuff. And then it's, you know, now it's a swan song, and now it's going to be brought through, and, you know, we'll pick it up from here. We'll do something with it. We don't know what yet, but, you know, we've got good plans for it.
Yeah.
I kind of want it to be that. Like, I just want it to just be, like, you know, I just want it to be just these two just having an absolute grand old time with it, and just, you know, we finally get the suit, and, you know, you get stabbed in the fucking balls with those balls. Like, oh.
But
some proper nasty stuff going on.
But it's
there.
Like, a lot of the stuff we've seen, I mean, obviously there's a lot of F-bombs and stuff in there that...
Oh, yeah, they're very clear about sort of like, yes, there will be naughty language.
Yeah, but everything is, with the exception of Logan, everything's the exact opposite of Fox Wolverine. And, yep. Like, in this one, like you say, Deadpool takes all three claws to his gentlemen's, whereas in the Fox ones, it's Multiple Man. Is it Multiple Man? I can't remember. Where he just knees him in the bollocks. He's just like, grow those back.
No, it's just some rando mutant. Like, he cuts his arms off.
Yeah, and it just keeps growing just back.
Straight back.
Yeah. But that's what we got in the Fox X-Men universe.
And yeah, you get a swift kick in the balls.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He looks good, though. I know they aged him up in Logan, but he looks real fucking good. Real good.
Like, his arms look great, like with those ripped suit.
Yeah.
That looks great. So they're going up against the TVA, so they're in that sort of deserty thing, fighting the, you know, the Fox villain
yeah.
cavalcade or whatever's going on there. Where else do you think we're going to be going in this?
It would be fun if we could have one of my, again, people who listen to this podcast, I've said this before, but Multiverse of Madness had very little multiverse in it. And it would be fun if we at least visit a handful of different places. Like, we don't have to stay there, just go through, grab something from that place and then go to a different place and do something there and then go to something else. So even if that's like the Disney universe, and I don't mean like Cinderella and stuff like that, but like what's going on Disney Plus, X-Men 97, so they jump into that and we have like a 2 or 3 minute animated, like,
yeah.
The stuff that Doctor Strange teased and we'd got nothing of. Like, I'd like to see some of that kind of stuff, as well as obviously maybe they go back to the actual X-Men Fox universe. Maybe they've even spoke to Sony and they go to the, I mean, I suppose that would only really be Fantastic Four, but they've got the rights to Ghost Rider back. Maybe we see Nicolas Cage.
But no, I think after Nick Cage has done dirty in the Flashpoint,
yeah,
movie, whatever it was.
He kicked off about that, didn't he?
Oh, he absolutely did. Like, I don't blame him at all. It was just sort of like that, after all of this, like, people banging on about it for years, that's what you did. That. I don't blame him at all.
No.
Like, he's had a proper little resurgence, Nick Cage, as well. He deserves better than
he really
that,
does.
Frankly.
He did before he came back swinging, he deserved better than that.
I love
Nick Cage. But that kind of thing where they go to places where some we might expect them to go. Maybe even walk past, like when Loki's just sat in his fucking chair and they just walk in the background or something.
Yeah. I think it depends on, like, if they just go, okay, here's a temp pad, or he nicks it and just goes, oh, fuck it, I'll do it myself. Like, oh, you know, I want to save my universe. But then that's the thing, like, he's trying to save the world, he's trying to, you know, he's got his missus there, although I'm pretty sure she's dead.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that fucking works.
It looks like he's already, which I think is why the TVA's there. He's already...
Oh, he's already been fanning around in time. So they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's
been tampering, and then obviously the technology that was in Cable's watch isn't TVA technology, and they're probably like, well, how the fuck are you doing it? Like,
yeah,
you're not even from this universe. What the fuck's going on? And I would assume that's where it starts and progresses from and stuff, but it's...
I like the idea of him going back, shooting himself through the head, reading Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And instantly just a thing goes vroom, and they go, what are you doing? like instantly arrested.
That'd actually be really funny.
Like, in his own bedroom or whatever.
But yeah, but it's not like with Loki. Loki was a prisoner in season one, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, he was a variant prisoner. Yeah, absolutely. Again, he was doing something he shouldn't have done.
But in this, especially from the teaser trailer, he's just like, come on, we'll have to take a walk. I'll show you shit. So it seems like it is one of the, you help us, we help you kind of situations.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, we'll let your wife stay alive, even though she's a variant, presumably by that point.
She has
or
to
he's
be.
Already gone. Well, no, they'd all have to be, because if he's gone back and stopped her from getting killed, then that would be a new branch in the timeline.
Yeah.
So that would be a whole branch would need pruning. So if they say, okay, we'll let that branch go, but you need to help us do something, so you need a team, and he's like, okay, well, I'll get Cable, and they're like, no, Josh Brolin's too expensive now.
Like, he's got dude money. Like,
yeah, it's just sort of like, okay, well, yeah, it's like, can we get Josh Brolin back? No, he's doing Dune, like, and that's too big for us now, so we can't afford him. Okay, well, what about ZZ Bates? Can we get her back? No, she didn't want to come back and do another one. You're like, okay, Jackman. Yeah, well, you know him, don't you? So, like, your mates on Instagram or whatever. It's just like, oh, what do you mean? It's like, well, I've got it here.
Rob McElhenney? Like, he's not in the Marvel Universe.
And then it's just him, just sort of like with a big Captain America shield or something, just going.
Oh. That'd be really funny.
You could get away with all of that. Like, I reckon that sort of, like, you could have that sort of, like, silly cameo.
Yeah, easily. Like... Yeah. Like, there'll be. The fourth wall stuff is. It's not something for everyone, but it's something that you know you're going to get in a Deadpool movie. And
I'd be upset if it wasn't a part of it.
No, I mean, like, a lot of the stuff, like, I can see why people don't like it, because it's not, I don't mean cheap as in not funny, but it's like, it's obvious humour, and we've come to expect it. But it's something that it wasn't utilised enough in She-Hulk. She's another character that breaks the fourth wall a lot in the comics, and she didn't do it nearly enough in the show. I don't think it would have saved it, but with Deadpool, you're in a position where you can reference stupid things, like, even if they don't mention Dune directly, they could say something about it and get away with it, because it's to be expected. It's the Rick and Morty situation. Like,
yeah, kind
of,
yeah.
You can get away with loads and loads of basic plagiarism, but it's okay because it's Rick and Morty, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
This week's episode is brought to you by Nixie and their Hyperion Pro Joy-Cons for Nintendo Switch. The Hyperion Pro is the best Joy-Con replacement we've tested to date. They look fantastic, they feel better than stock Joy-Cons, and the Hall effect sticks ensure longevity of them will outlast Nintendo's offering, as well as other third-party brands that still suffer with the dreaded drift issues. The super comfortable and ergonomic grip allow for easy long-time gaming, the programmable RGB lights mean you can customize the controller to your particular taste, and the gamer's reflex macro buttons are available to give you an edge. Plus, the GameCube-inspired purple option and the green Legend of Zelda-inspired variant really make the controller stand out. All this, and using promo code PVP, you can get 10% off. Head over to nixiegame.com or use the link in the description. But yeah, I mean, in terms of where I want them to go, I don't want too much going on. And if they are going to do the multiverse stuff, I'm cool with it as long as it's done. Like, well, and the places we go are interested. Like, I don't want to go to 14 different versions of the Fox universe. Like, I don't want that. But I'm just so excited. I think this is the first Marvel film, probably since Spider-Man, that I'm really excited for. There might have been another one afterwards. I was kind of excited for Guardians, but I was more skeptical about Guardians.
Yeah, I mean, that just happened to be very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have not had a good streak as of late. I think, like, Spider-Man, again, I think it's because I knew it was going to be good. Mm. It's just like, it's going to be varying levels of good, maybe. You know, I might enjoy it a little bit, or it might absolutely love it. But I knew it was going to be, you know, fairly decent. Yeah. But I haven't been really excited for pretty much any of them. Like, this is one I'm just sort of like, yeah, I'm going to go and see this one at the cinema.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that I haven't had that kind of feeling for a while.
Yeah, we've kind of gone because we've had to.
To a degree, yeah. Like, I just don't get excited to go to the cinema anymore. It's just sort of like, it's almost just like I have to do it because we need to talk about it on the podcast. Yeah. That being said, Callum, I'm going to the cinema this Thursday.
Ooh.
Guess what I'm going to see at the cinema this Thursday?
What is out? Dune.
Like, no.
I don't even know what's out.
Hiya.
The Cry Kid. Do that. Do the last bit again. Oh, Planet of the Apes.
I mean, you're on the right path.
I genuinely can't think.
Monkey Man.
Holy shit balls, I completely forgot that was a film.
Right.
That's a really good clue. Sorry.
Thank you. I'm going to go and see Monkey Man. I cannot fucking wait. I genuinely, that is the one where I'm just like, I think this is going to be, like, John Wick sort of set a standard for, like, action movie, like, sort of, like, solo adventure action. Yeah. I think this could potentially raise that bar. And that's how much I'm looking forward to. I'll be so disappointed
if it's bad.
If this isn't as good as I think it's going to be. Honestly, I'm genuinely kind of gutted. I'd be genuinely gutted.
Yeah.
If it's no good.
Well, this is a film that, I mean, I don't even know when the trailer came out, but I don't think we've gone a week without mentioning it until the day where you needed me to mention it. I just couldn't think about it. But yeah,
no.
I really want to see it. I completely forgot that it was out this month. Was it out? Did it come out last? No, it came out last week, didn't it?
It's certainly not release week. I know that.
No, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was last week. I'm sure it was. Oh, I might go to the cinema this weekend.
Well, what I'll do, mate, is if I go and see it and it's as good as we both hope it is, I will just say, yeah,
go,
like go and see it, and then again we can break tradition once again, and we have to do the podcast on a Monday because then we'd have to talk about Monkey Man.
Oh, if it's good, send me an emoji of a monkey.
Okay, Callum, I'm not going to mess with that.
If it's bad, just send me a picture of a bomb or something like
that's
that.
4 days away. That's 4 days away.
You've been lucky if you remember to go.
I've already set two reminders, to be fair. Like, one for the day and then two for the day before, just so I remember to get shit ready for it.
Who to text you?
No. Like, the guys will text me. But yeah, we're super fucking, like, as soon as we'd seen the trailer for it, I sent it to them and they were like, okay, that looks actually really good. And then we were trying to figure out what we're going to do this month. And Rick, friend of the show, was like, should we go and see that Monkey Man? I was like, yes, absolutely we should.
Does look really, really good. I'm really annoyed. Yeah, I forgot really, all about that.
Really excited about that.
So hopefully it will be good then.
Yes.
But I don't really have anything else. I don't know if you got anything you want to chat about.
Not particularly. I'll tell you what we haven't done for a while, Callum Pony. Because typically what we do is we talk about a thing because you've got, you know, a few little things you want us to talk about, or we've watched a few things we want to talk about, or there's a show that we want to talk about. Fallout, obviously, being the perfect example. Yep. What we used to do was something called the PPPPS.
We did.
Which is the chat after the chat, so to speak, where we just sort of talk about what we were up to. And whilst I don't want to record a separate thing after this, as we are about 20 minutes short of what we usually record, why don't you give us an update as to where you are in the world, in your life, in your strings of life? Whereabouts are you up to?
I'd say about halfway.
Sounds about right, yeah.
No, I mean, I ain't got a massive amount going on. I'm doing some decorating. Now the weather's getting better, planning to do some gardening. More importantly, Dan, right? I gotta pay someone a fucking load of money to.
Is it me?
To basically, we had a load of bad winds a while ago, and as you know, Dan, I had a tree fall down.
Did you?
Yes, I sent you multiple photos. I had to buy a chainsaw and everything, and then replace my neighbour behind me's fence and pay for some of the roof of the guy the other side of me.
Jesus.
And that happened on my wedding anniversary, which coincidentally, the theme was wood. So I made, I went and bought a chainsaw and everything, and I made coasters and plate mats out of the tree.
That's amazing. Outstanding.
Very good,
gift.
Very good.
The universe delivers once again.
I wish it hadn't, because it cost me a fucking lot of money. But when the tree went on my left side, it like cracked one of the posts. Like, we've got concrete fence posts, and it cracked one of them. And then as the bad weather has continued since that, two of my fence posts have broke, and effectively all I've got is the metal bar, like, rod that sits in the middle of the concrete. The rest of the concrete just fell off. So
as soon as it's cracked, it will kind of like dissolve, like not dissolve, but it'll like
break apart. And
very easily,
because of the wind, it's basically going like that, and then every time it does that, it's just cracked a bit more, and then gone. Two of my panels came down because of obviously Roscoe being in the garden. I had some decking boards that I hadn't used, so I repaired the fence with decking boards, so we couldn't obviously so Roscoe couldn't get out. And then. I've been a very busy boy at work, and I've been rewarded for that. So I was like, right, I'm going to sort of get the garden sorted because I need to. And then I looked, and I'm going to have to take all the gravel board out and everything else to replace the posts, which means I'm going to have to get a fucking jackhammer. I'm going to have to dig all the concrete out. So like, I ain't doing none of that. Someone's going to pay some fucker to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's been like my last week or so of prepping that, and then other stuff to do with the garden. My TV wall, I'm doing some slatted, like wood slats effect on the wall, so I need to build a frame and everything for that. So I figure I may as well get that done. But yeah, that's really... I put a fridge in my room yesterday.
I was hoping for something a bit more fucking exciting than this.
Honestly, with the exception of this and reviews and stuff, I've not done a great deal. Like, everything I've done has been like homeowner things. Like, I feel like a landlord. Like, every day, Zoe and Logan will come to me and go, there's a problem with this. There's a leak here. You need to do this.
I hope you're invoicing for your time, then.
I fucking wish I was. I'd be loaded, mate. yeah, so that's been the majority of... my life's been revolving around, obviously, actual work, this, you, and then just fixing things. Which, in all fairness, like the fence stuff, I'm not fixing that, so that's, I'm happy to pay someone to do it normally, you know me, anything like that I won't pay anyone to do. I'd rather do it myself, but
yeah, of course.
I've been that busy with stuff, I'll just throw money at people now. I don't want to do it anymore. Fuck off. how about you?
I don't think I've really got anything to report either, to be fair. I certainly haven't been doing any renovation work. Definitely not. We've got the new range of goods up on the website under the Quiet Facts range.
Mm-hmm. Quiet Facts.
Which is we're really, really happy with, because it's so fucking stupid. It's not as if I've got like a huge amount of hours that I've been pumping into a specific thing.
You've been working really late a lot lately.
Yeah, I mean, work is really fucking good. I love my job. I think even if this really, really took off, I don't know if I'd want to leave.
Yeah,
It's that kind of thing. And I know that you're kind of in the same thing of just sort of like, well, no, I really like what I do.
Yeah, I love my job.
You know, yeah, I love my job. I love my team. I'm trying to... like, it's kind of weird because like one of my old managers said that she didn't think that I would want to be a manager. Like, I wouldn't want to manage people because...
you hate people.
Well, that kind of being part of it, but you know, there's always, you're kind of just dealing with like sickness and you're dealing with personal problems and all that kind of stuff, and she was just like, you'd fucking hate it. And now that I'm in the position and I've got a team and they've got, you know, issues that are going on, it's my favourite thing to deal with them and just be like, you know, the fact that I can just like this morning one of my guys had just turned up, and as he was walking towards me, I could see in his face already, I was like, I need to have a word. And sat him down. I was like, is everything right? What's going on? He's like, no, I've got a horrible chest infection. I was like, cool, then you need to go home. Like, it's that sort of stuff that I really enjoy. Like, what, you know,
people being
actually
ill,
managing. No, but just managing people and like just doing that, and like my days just go so insanely quickly. And like you say, you know, I'm there till sort of like 6:30-ish most nights, every night, to be fair. But you know, I had a nice barbecue yesterday. Went to a friend's for like a sort of a birthday barbecue kind of thing, and they live in a place called Whitchurch, which you may know.
I know Whitchurch, yes.
Yeah, very nice little villagey kind of place. Absolutely gorgeous house. The weather was great because it was nice, nice and sun. I've actually caught the sun a bit because I didn't realise the sun was going to be out because I'm Manchester bound, so it's pissing it down today.
We've had exactly the same. It was really nice yesterday, and then today it's just pissed it down all day.
Yeah, absolutely it has. I mean, I'm so glad that I brought my frigging umbrella with me. But we got a... So I was got the train with my mate who was going as well, and we changed it crew and got a train to which, but it hit sort of like Shrewsbury and like a bunch of sort of like little stops.
Yeah,
and the train was one carriage.
What?
It felt like a joke. Because it was just one carriage.
So you just had the carriage and then the front of the train.
It. No, that was it. Oh. It was just that.
Wow.
So we got that, and there was room for like 25 people, maybe. But this is a train. I may have mentioned on a podcast previously, actually, that there's a train that I absolutely hate, and it's like this tiny train for children, basically. And my legs do not fit in it, and it was that.
Fucking hell.
But it was just one carriage. I was just like, if we get 10 people to get on this train, they're all going to be standing up because there's no room for literally anything. And it was weird. Just being on one, just it was a train. I took a video of it as I was crossing the bridge as it was driving off because I was like, I'm pretty sure I've never, ever, ever been on a train.
I've never seen
one
that.
Carriage. It's not proper through my.
Not in use anyway.
No, exactly. Like, yeah. Usually it's like a little, it's like a standalone thing or it's a cafe or something like that on the train tracks.
Or it's hanging off a bridge.
Took me off guard. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, I've been eating out a lot. I tested some new restaurants. I had a friend that stayed with me the other week. We got some massages, which was awesome.
That's a good restaurant.
Yeah, whilst you eat, it's like a horse. They just strap a bag to your face and then just go to town.
Salt and pepper, sir.
Oh yeah, like they toss my salad.
Hey. What's the name of this place?
But yeah, I'm just trying to just get out a bit more, really. You know, I need to start going back to the fucking gym. But I actually need to start putting some bloody effort in for that.
I'm still running.
Good for you, mate. Good for you. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you were going to stick to it after you started the other day, but that's really good to hear.
The other day, it's a couple of 2 months ago now. Nearly three. However, I didn't run last weekend because it was really, like, again, it rained all weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, I say bumped it up. Zoe's kept it up. Logan's
good.
Fell off a bit, but
he's young.
he can afford to do it. But yeah, kept with it and stuff. But it's. Again, I'm the exact same as you. I'm fine as long as I've got someone, not physically pushing me, but so if I've got someone there to push me and make sure I do it, I won't stop and I'll just carry on. But
well, luckily you're living with the person that's making you do that.
Well, no, because we've run separate.
Why?
Because she's at work when I go.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
But if like, I don't know, when she comes home at the night time, she's like, did you go for a run? And I go, no. And she goes, I don't want that.
You don't want that judge. No. No, absolutely not. Judgment.
And she knows, like, she can just check my fucking watch and stuff to see if I've done it.
For my sake.
No, I like doing it.
Just cracking that whip.
Yeah, I mean, it works. And it's... I like running, and it's easier than the gym. So it's like, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna be doing marathons or nothing like that, but it's it keeps me active, and that's what you need. You need to get back into it.
I do. Like, I'm walking a lot with like going to work and that sort of stuff. Like, I'm not walking as much as I did my last job, but it's because I'm just sort of getting fat now. I'm just sort of like, oh, like all the sort of the effort, the fucking money that it costs to, you know, sort of trim some of the fat off and build some of the muscle up, and all of that's gone. Like, it's all gone to shit. So I need to do it without it costing me a frigging fortune again. Because that's the problem. Like, being healthy is so fucking expensive.
Well, did you know that doing and you can Google this as well. Get a trampoline, Dan, because 15 minutes on a trampoline is the equivalent of a 30-minute cardiovascular workout.
Okay. And where do you exactly do you propose that I put this trampoline?
I don't know. You got an office where you can just close a window or something, like get some blinds?
No.
Oh, then in your room then, I guess.
Oh, really? With my...
Come to mine.
7 foot high roof.
I got a fucking 12 foot trampoline in the garden.
Okay, so that only costs me £30 every time I need to come down there to just bounce around.
Yeah.
Then I might as well join the fucking
gym. That's cheaper than a personal trainer.
Oh, it's cheaper than a personal trainer. It ain't cheaper than the gym.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you need the personal trainer. So you need that massage and the salad tossing.
No, they're more just sort of like they keep you on track and they, you know, arrange your plans and that sort of stuff, but it was so fucking expensive.
It was, but I'm not advising you go down that route, but he did help you a lot.
He really did. I loved him. He was genuinely a good guy. But now I know what I need to do and like how to do it and that kind of stuff. It's just I need a reason to do it, and just being fat and useless is not apparently enough of a reason anymore.
Thing is, though, like 20 years ago, there's nothing you could have done to put any kind of weight on.
No, God.
And
no.
I mean,
like, my metabolism has just been a joke.
I mean, that's just our age, Dan. That's all that is.
No, I mean, when I was younger.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. So I have always struggled to put weight on. And it took getting ill for me to actually look like a normal human. But it's just one of them things. But again, you're exact same as me, where as soon as you do it, you're fine and you'll do it. But it's the same as everything else. I love building, I love DIY and stuff like that. But if someone asks me to do it, I'm like, oh, I don't want to. As soon as I finish that thing, I'm like, what can I do next?
Yeah.
But it's like, just starting.
I agree, I really do enjoy cooking, but you know, leaving work late and all that kind of stuff, I just don't have the time for it. But when my mate was up, I made us like, apart from the pasta, I made everything from scratch. Like, made us this like sausage pasta bake. It was fucking unreal. Like, I made the white sauce from scratch. Like, I skinned the sausages and like just made the meat and then made a ragu and then reduced it all down. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I loved that. I loved it. But doing that every day, I can't. It's so much fucking hassle.
Cooking's the best worst thing in the world. Like, it's really rewarding, and having a obviously working like every day, doing this and everything else. Having a son, it's like I don't cook. Like, Zoe cooks, and then she'll get stuff ready, and I'll warm it up for me and Logan at the night time. That's the deal. But like, when I can cook, and I used to cook all when I lived at home, I always cooked because that was one of my chores. You got to do it. But when you got us the HelloFresh boxes, like, I fucking love that. I know it's a cheaty way of cooking. All the ingredients are done for you, and it's the right portions and everything else. All you got to basically do is follow the instructions, which I guess is just normal cooking, really. But
I mean, unless you're improvising.
I mean,
you're following a recipe.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
But it's when you sit down and eat it, and it's nice, and it looks nice. Like, I've cooked a lot of things that don't look great, but they taste okay, and the other way around as well. But there's nothing more rewarding than looking at a dish you've prepared, and it looks good, and it tastes good, and you just go, I fucking made this. And it wasn't actually that much effort. Like, in the grand scheme of things, that was also on a Saturday when I didn't have a lot to do. I wouldn't do that on a Monday.
That's my point. Like, that was like an hour's prep time. But that was meal for me, for them, and then that was two portions for lunch. So, like, it spread it out a bit, but it was like £13 to get, like, to buy everything to make it, which isn't too bad. But again, we'd ordered pizza from Franco Manca the night before. That was like £35.
Fucking
do you know what I mean? It's sort of like, well, I know I couldn't have made anything that tasted as good as that, but this thing, like, because, like, you know, my time, like, I was micromanaging stuff, so I was like, you know, I've got to make sure the time's right on that, to do that, to do that. And then you sort of, like, once you've made all of your various bits and pieces, then you smash it all together, and then you put it in the oven, and then it's like 20 minutes, and then you serve it up. But it was just like the mozzarella, like, because I got, like, fresh mozzarella, and, like, put that all through it as well, and, like, put it on the top, and the, like, just the cheese had just cooked just right, like, it was just crisp, and it was just tasty, and I got this, like, dead strong, like, Parmesan, and it was so nutty. Oh my god, mate, honestly, I was just like, if it wasn't such a fucking faff, I'd probably crack that out once a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you know, I had to buy a whole bag of flour, I had to buy a whole bottle of red wine vinegar, because I'm just like, well, I don't have that, and I need it for the recipe. Mm. But now that I've got it,
you can do it again.
That'll last for ages. You know, I can use that for other bits and pieces. And I'm sure that there's, like, a website you can just go, these are the ingredients that I've got in the house.
You must be able to.
What can I make with that? You've got it, right?
You can do it with Lego, so you can do it with fucking...
and with Minecraft.
Yeah, so it's got to be done. But just on about cheese, Zoe was making a vegan something. I can't remember what, but it had cheese on the top. So I'm sure she used vegan cheese. And then I was playing a game or watching something on the telly, whatever. And I could hear her laughing, but she was proper cackling. I was like, the fuck's she laughing at? So I got in the kitchen. It's like, look at that. And the vegan cheese that she'd put on the top, it just got up like a puff pastry.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what's that? Oh. And she's like, it's cheese. Although I'm not the best cook, but I'm pretty sure it's not meant to do that. So no, I thought it'd melt, but it didn't.
Yeah, but it's not, because it's not made with...
It's not cheese. So
yeah. It can't react like cheese.
So that was really funny. But Saturday, as you know, Dan, most Saturdays I'll have a pizza. And the last...
I didn't know that, but sure.
Oh, yeah. It's pizza. Saturday's not my pizza day. I like a pizza on a Saturday. And last week, I had... There's a pizza place in town called Caproni's, and I fucking love it. And it's one of the only ones that delivers there. You've had a Caproni. One of the times you were here. But yeah, they're good. Sure. The good pizzas. But as with a lot of delivery stuff, it's quite expensive, so I'll own another one this weekend. Anyway, when Zoe went shopping, she's like, do you want to get you a pizza? I was like, yeah, I can do. Anyway, Saturday night, she comes in, again, cackling. I was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? She's like, I didn't get you a pizza. I was like, you did, I saw you fucking, like, when I got it all out of the car and that. She's like, no. And show me the box. She got me garlic bread.
Garlic bread. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
So Logan had some of the little good fella ones. And she was like, do you want two of these? I was like, yeah, fucking why not?
Jeez.
So I wasn't happy. I didn't get my pizza this, well, last weekend.
Well, there's a question that I've been meaning to ask you. Also, just as a random tidbit of information. You know, they're in a chip shop and they got the big box of kebab meat that they're heating up. Do you know how much they are?
What, to buy?
Yeah.
Four quid.
What?
I don't know. I've never bought it before.
No, Callum. The block of meat.
Oh, the block of meat. I thought you meant the bits, like the cut-offs.
No. Not like a portion. I know how much that is. Jesus. But like the block itself, like when they're shaving it off. Do you know how much that is?
£70.
50 quid.
But I don't know if that's good or not.
It's amazing. I mean, one, for like, if you think of like the amount that would come off that for a single portion, that would cost 4 quid.
Yeah, but
whatever.
It'd go off before you finish it. Like, you won't be able to
I couldn't finish it. No, I mean, well, I'd give it a fucking good try, I tell you that. I'd cook it through and then just eat it on the fucking on the metal pole. But yeah, I was looking at that today because I was just like, I wonder how much that actually is. Like, if I could just get away with it.
Before we go, Dan, I just want to quickly remind people, obviously there was a little interruption during the middle of this podcast to tell you who is sponsoring it, which is Nixie, and you can use promo code PVP to get 10% off, Dan, across all Nixie products, all of them. But you can also go and check out the review for the Hyperion Pro controllers, and we got another review coming up as soon as they send it out.
Amazing. So,
excellent stuff. You can go to
podcastvisible.com.
Excellent, thank you very much. And as Dan mentioned, check out Quiet Facts, which is our new range on there, as well as
our new, we've got some Marvel stuff up there as well, and some Fallout things. So check it all out, and we'll see you on the next one. Goodbye!